I love every time, like, I have to get it in between my face and the mic, and it's so, I almost hit myself every time.
It's dangerous. Doing a podcast, a lot of people will tell you it's not dangerous work, you're not contributing to society, whatever. Sport. Yeah. People have died doing podcasts. Did you see that, the video of those two guys doing a podcast in a place, and then a car hit the place? What? They were like, wow, what a boring episode, and then a fucking car hit the place right behind them. Yeah. That's real. We have to honor our fallen podcasters.
Fallen podcasters?
Yeah.
These people work so hard.
Where's
every day,
their day?
Talking into a mic.
We got National Women's Month, but we don't have Podcaster Awareness Week. Come on. Shark Week? What the fuck?
It's like, it's not about like honoring podcasters. It's like some people have nothing else in their life.
Yeah, they so they have to. And we should accept them. We need to understand that.
Yeah, we need to, as a society, understand what's going on.
Yeah, we got to stop and think about, what did we do that allowed this to happen? How do we fix it?
What's wrong with how we're structuring society that people feel the need to talk into a microphone and put it on the internet for people to
read? It's inappropriate. So inappropriate. And then, it's not just it's not just that they're putting it out there, right? We actively encourage people to listen to us. Like, what the fuck? Who wants to
tell their friends about this?
Yeah, no one's happy. I liked how today, I don't even remember saying that Kyle doesn't listen to the podcast, but he's like, hey, I listen to the podcast. And I was like, yeah, but I think we said that like 3 weeks ago or something. So, do you?
Yeah, it was at least an episode ago. We said we don't think he listens anymore, and then today this was like 3 weeks after we recorded that episode. He's like, "Hey, I do.
Hey, I talked with my friend Meredith last night. I went to dinner with her and her husband, and Chris was here, and we all went. And Meredith was like, "Oh, have you had fun podcasting again?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know, I always enjoy it, even though Becca's there." And I said, "You know, have you been listening?" And she goes, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't. And it's like, what are you talking about? You know, we're doing it again. Apparently, she still gets the notification. She is subscribed. That's what really counts.
That's what matters. But also the count kind of.
You should listen to us.
Stop the count.
Just in general. When you move here, we can record them live in front of a studio audience, even if that's just David and Cammy and Chris.
You do have the right to be an attorney.
You do have the right to be an attorney. Legally.
You do, though.
A lot of people think you don't. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Learn a book.
What's been going on with you? Nothing.
When was
probably.
The last? Did we record before or after the layoffs at work?
Before.
Oh, so there were layoffs at work. And at the same time, I also quit being on the board for the gay band, and I was not happy that week. Like, I just was completely out of it. A friend of mine in the band who also left at the same time for similar reasons, which we don't have to talk about, but they were valid reasons, said it felt like a breakup, like this thing you put a lot of time and effort and emotional investment into, and then you're like, I can't do it anymore. And so I did feel that last week, but then also work was just so shitty, and these layoffs were not announced. And there were things that people were doing that were important that just no one had access to or knew what was going on with, because it belonged to one team or whatever that's gone. So it
basically, there were a couple teams at our work that were laid off, not within Duo, but within Cisco.
Yeah.
And they were not given any ramp down time to transition any work. It was like these people were just shut off. Immediately, which was very shocking, because in previous layoffs that Cisco's done, it's been announced, and then people get notified, and then there's usually a month or two of transition and all that, but
not this time. And it's not obviously,
for whatever reason,
I don't want people to be laid off, but it's going to happen, right? Like, that Cisco is known for every year they do some layoffs, right? But the communication was garbage, and the impact of the people is garbage, and the impact of the people who are staying is garbage also, because it's just, how are we supposed to succeed when you've just cut whole teams out who are doing things and those things need to be covered, and we have no idea what they were or any of that. It's so frustrating. But yeah, so it was a shit week last week, and I told Chris last week, and I was like, can we do nothing? I just want to sit at home and like maybe clean and watch Star Trek and do Legos. And so we just did that. Chris was very kind and just let me have a relaxed time. Although Friday night I did go watch the women's soccer game with my friend Allison, and that was a good distraction. So
nice.
And then this week, I don't know, my jazz band plays this weekend. I got a rehearsal after this, a sectional with the rhythm section, and then tomorrow I've got a pep band thing. So I'm still playing with the game band, I'm just not in the leadership. And then Sunday is my big jazz show. So for all of my listeners in San Francisco, all four of you, please come to my jazz show at, like, I think it's at 11. Yeah, 11 a.m. in Golden Gate Park in the AIDS Grove. Join us. I will be playing drums. You'll know it's me because it will be me.
Contrary to the name, you won't get AIDS for going.
You do not get AIDS in the AIDS Grove. It's actually to remember people
who have AIDS. If you have AIDS, it's unrelated.
Yeah. Oh, David just messaged to say, sorry, missed this. Mister, I'm on my phone all fucking day, on my computer all day. Missed a message from us.
He doesn't have his iMessage signed in on any of his work stuff.
What's he afraid of?
So he will not see, like, any texts during the workday. He's very good. Watch. He's way better than I am about not looking at his phone during work.
No, that's dumb.
So.
Is he happy living like that? Does he sleep better?
Living a, I don't know, organized, productive life.
I'm very productive.
It was very funny when we were talking in one of our security channels today about, like, Chrome safe browsing, and I was doing a good job of filtering out phishing domains, and Joe Duggan messaged me and was just like, whoever's product managing the security side of Chrome, just really doing a great job out there. They must be so good at being a product manager.
They really get it. Wish I could give that person feedback.
Yeah. But yeah, well, that all sounds bad.
It was terrible.
Nothing super exciting happening in my side of things. I have a paper deadline for a conference next Friday. And
the conference is Friday, or the papers writing due Friday?
The paper deadline.
Oh.
And haven't started writing it. Haven't even finished getting all the data.
So. Should we do it live on the podcast?
Next week might be really bad for me. We'll see.
I don't know. If I were you, every week would be, like, really bad. So how do you tell the difference? What's the paper about?
It's going to be about data. Don't worry about it.
Like, from Star Trek. That is honestly the thing I think of whenever you're like, I'm working on data. And I'm like, data from Star Trek? What the fuck?
Data from Star Trek? It's never going to be data from Star Trek. I need you to know that.
It could be if you invented the positronic neural net, coward.
The neural net? Like neural networks?
Yeah. Data's actually an LLM.
Is he doing AI stuff? Yeah. Kinda.
They'll be like, hey, Data, can you fire the phasers? And he's like, as a large language model, it's against my guidelines to do violence.
So it's so funny to me because people talk about, like, oh, has ChatGPT, like, changed the game for tech workers and they're all going to get replaced. This thing happened to me this week. I use it to debug stuff because it can be good at that, where you can, like, pass it some code and be like, why isn't this working?
No
and
secrets, it'll tell though. You. And
no, I anonymize it. Don't worry. Change everything. But, like, this week I was like, I'm trying to do X and it's not working. Can you give me
You're trying to do Twitter?
And it was like... And it was like, you can try this. And I was like, that won't work because blah. I was like, I tried to run that. It doesn't work because this object doesn't have that function. Like, that's not a thing. And it's like, you're right. I'm sorry. Here's another suggestion. And I'm like, that won't work because it won't. Like, just looking at it, I know just that won't work.
Trust me.
And it's like, you're right. And it's like, you're right. Try this thing. And it's the first thing that it suggested. And I was like, that's the first thing you suggested, which was still incorrect. And then it just ended my session. It was as if ChatGPT was like, okay, bitch, do it yourself.
Yeah, like if you know what's wrong, then you ought to know what's right. Fuck you.
Right. Get out of here. Like, it literally logged me out in that moment when as soon as I sent the, like, that's the first thing you sent me, which was wrong. It was like, all right, fuck you. And it logged me out of OpenAI.
I wish I had that power To be like, Becca's being a bitch again. I'm logging her out of everything. Logging her out of my life. Gone.
Kicking me out.
Oh my God. Did you sign back in and get your answer, or did you quit on that work?
I signed back in, but I decided to not talk to it about that particular thing
It
anymore.
Seemed really upset, so.
Yeah, it was really angry at me.
Going through it.
But yeah, that's, so next week's going to be really horrible for me. It will be like college. I was like talking to a coworker about this because they're like, they were like, I don't think I'm going to be able to submit for this conference because none of the, like, none of my projects are like at the point where I can write about them. And I'm like, I don't even have the data yet for the thing that I'm writing about. Like, it's still running. So I was like, but I'm thinking of it this way. If this were college and I had a paper deadline next Friday, would I be stressed yet? No, I'd be fine. So no need to worry yet. It only has to be 5 pages. So
yeah, but I remember when you were in grad school and it just was terrible talking to you all the time because you'd be like, blah, 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 I'm so busy, school. Like, I guess I can't talk to you next week.
That's going to be next week, but it's just work.
That's fine.
Like, I'm getting paid for it, so it's better.
That is true. It is nice to be paid to do
things. There's no such thing as overtime, but I can just, like, clock these hours in my head and then just like shave them off at a future
like I might as well sleep in and start work at 1 o'clock because I'm gonna be up all night writing this stupid thing.
Remember that week that I worked 100 hours? Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna take
it'll be fine,
some of those hours back and use PTO, or not use PTO, but I'm not gonna work.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the like topic. I'm not gonna talk about it here, but
is it good. Related good. To the it thing we worked
it should
on
be cool. Yeah, kind of. Yes. It's about finding that thing in like retroactively with a bunch of different data sources. Cool. So it'll be cool.
I look forward to it, be cited as part of that paper. Thank you.
Well,
yeah, I can my contributions were key to the success of this project. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You're just going to keep saying it until you just send show me connector recognition.
You show up at the conference in October in D.C. You're just like, hey, yeah. Everyone, hey. I also worked on this.
Yeah. Like they call you up on stage and invited. You don't know I'm there. And I just walk up from the other side of the stage and I'm like.
Waving. Hello. Hi. So happy
and
to
then
be here. Thank
somehow
you so much for having
I
us.
Have a slide deck going behind. And you're like, what the fuck?
You've like given a flash drive to the guy behind the thing before I go on. You're like, actually, we have revisions. This is the new slide deck.
And it's called Why Cammy like, is okay. So Great. And it's just pictures of Cammy. And they're like, oh, weird talk, but like, I don't hate it.
It's a lot of cute dog pictures. I actually really like this. This is a nice break from the usual.
Not a question, more of a comment. I love that dog. Can we learn more about the dog?
Yeah. Just a comment. That dog seems really good and cute. Last year, there was someone who put a picture of his cat on every slide. Like, it would have nothing to do with what he was, like, talking about something very complicated. And he's just like, I felt like every slide needed at least one picture. So there's just, my cat's going to be in all the slides. And everyone was like, this is awesome.
I know. That's so much fun. I've been to some talks at, like, Grace Hopper and Lesbian Two Tech and stuff where they're very serious. And it's not that that's bad. I get it. It's a serious conference. But I'm like, I don't know. Do some levity. I remember when I was interviewing for your team and you're like, you can't be silly in the interview and in the presentation I had to give. I was like, I'm absolutely going to be a little silly.
I see you can be silly, but like also take it seriously. Like,
but that's who we are. It's a balance. No, we remember we just had this. So Becca and I both had to send strongly worded messages this week or like this week and last. And it's funny because we're both so stupid most of the time. But then when we have to do work,
we need to be serious.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Don't fuck with us. Like, it is very good.
This was unrelated to work. It was on a personal matter, but it was like strongly worded, very professional.
Backed up with, we were citing shit, you know, we had done research.
Yeah. Basically. Paragraphs, indent.
Yeah, I did that.
Respectfully, comma.
Yeah, per my last.
You know, if I'm starting a sentence with respectfully, it's not going to be a response. What I'm about to say, if I have to preface it with if I have to preface anything with respectfully, comma, it's not going
to
be.
It's not about to be
respectfully. Nothing I'm about to say is respectful.
It's not like respectfully, I think you're really smart and I've appreciated the knowledge you've shared with me. It's always going to be respectfully, I think you should crash your car. I always think about saying with all due respect, which is none due respect, and then tell them whatever mean thing I want to say.
That is true. I guess, like, if it's someone that you don't respect at all, you can just say with all due respect and then proceed. And, like, you're not lying because you don't respect them.
They and you're are giving not them due any that respect. Level of respect. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. Well, my strongly worded email had a very good outcome. I don't know about yours. But
I mean, mine was to leave the band. I'm hoping it motivates some discussion over there, but I don't know.
Did anyone reply to your email?
I had a couple. So for the listeners, what I did is I was on the board of the band, and we had made a couple decisions recently around changing the name of the band and removing our mask mandate. And the name change is going to take a long time. That's fine. I never cared about that. And I knew the masks were always going to go away. But the conversation around both prioritized the comfort of the majority over the exclusion of the minority. And in this case, the name is the Lesbian Gay Freedom Band. And historically, that's been very progressive, but it isn't anymore, right? Like, it's exclusionary of anybody who's not lesbian and gay. And so I wanted the board to commit to changing the name and let the members vote on it. But someone else decided we needed to let the members vote on if we were even going to change the name, which I don't think is right. I think
it's even exclusionary of, like, bisexual people.
Yeah,
like,
literally anyone who's not lesbian and gay.
Gender expression aside, yeah, it just doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now, you know, when the trans community is under so much attack, and it's just going to shift to the lesbian and gay community shortly. So it's like, we need to be united and stand for that. And the name needs to change as a result. But the time it takes to do that, I recognize we've been around for 45 years. Like, it is no small thing to rebrand at that stage. But what bothered me is it was called divisive. A person called it divisive and said it would tear the band apart. And the tack I take is that if people would leave the band because we're becoming more inclusive and doing the right thing morally, then they shouldn't be in the group. Like, that is not the mission of the band, is explicitly to be inclusive and spread that inclusivity and awareness through music. So that was part one. And I was really upset with that, but I said, you know what, whatever, I'll work within the system to change the system, which historically always goes well. So then we had a mask mandate since we came back from COVID, just because we were pushing a lot of air around, right? And obviously when you're playing your horn, you're not wearing a mask, but for the percussion section, the directors, guests, and in between songs, everyone was supposed to wear a mask. For one, we didn't enforce it very well because the people who were supposed to enforce it stopped, which was a problem. And then they wanted to do away with it because the rest of society is pretending like COVID went away. Although I just read a headline today that said, hey, the summer surge is here. So great. At any rate, we did a poll of the membership to say, would you be comfortable coming to rehearsal if we took the masks away? And that poll revealed that roughly 20% of our members would not be, for various reasons, but typically for being immunocompromised. And we anonymized everything so that we could ask these questions and understand who is in the band, who is in the group that we serve. And right. I told them, you know, I know what's going to happen here, but I need you to hear, like, this is not the right move. Whether we say we're following the science or not, at the end of the day, 20% of the band is saying that they are not comfortable coming now. Is that what we want to do? We're marginalizing these people. And so someone else said, I know we're marginalizing them, but. And I was like, I got so angry because I'm like, there should be no but. It should be like, you're right, we would be marginalizing them. There's no reason to do that because it doesn't hurt anyone to wear a mask.
To wear a mask, yeah. Yeah,
so I finally, that happened basically a couple days before the layoffs. And so when the layoffs hit, I was like, I know my life at work is about to get terrible. And I was like, I don't have the mental energy to expend on these people that center the majority. And the same term was used. It was called divisive. And I said, I don't care. I don't want people in the band who can't do the simple thing to be kind. So I had to leave, like, for my own values, but also then I felt terribly guilty, which is part of why I was just emotionally out of it last week, is I felt very guilty leaving the people out to dry without a voice for them on the board saying, this is the wrong choice, we're marginalized. Like, I told the band we needed a DE&I consultant 6 months ago, and we've made no moves towards getting one, but I'm hoping that my leaving will start conversation, because I was voted most dedicated last year for 2022. They voted me in January most dedicated, and now 6 months later I'm gone. So, like, that should tell them something about where things are. I don't know. I'm not that I think I'm that important, but they wanted me to be president next year, and forward from there for a little while, I would guess. And I was like, I can't serve a band that doesn't include me and doesn't center yeah. people who are on the edges already. So
that I have was to that. Wonder if the questions would have been different, like if the results would have been different, if the questions around masking was like, would you be okay with not wearing a mask during rehearsal? And then would you leave the band if we asked you to continue wearing a mask? Right? Because odds are way less people would say yes to that than people who would say I'm going to leave if you stop wearing, right? Like
if we had...
to me, I'm like, I don't, like we don't really wear masks anymore just in general, but like I don't interact with anybody who's immunocompromised in my day-to-day life. But like if I have to do anything, it is literally zero lift
for yeah me. That it's the same so for I'm me like, as I said I'm
walking into an environment where that's the expectation, like it is like, zero inconvenience for me to do that.
I told them like it the name change, obviously I'm biased in, right? But that's different. That's like a foundational thing for that band that needs to be resolved. But with the mask, I told them I'm not impacted by this. I wear a mask in the grocery store and that's about it at this point, maybe movie theaters. But yeah, in my day-to-day life, I don't do it. But if I knew that I was somewhere where someone would feel uncomfortable if I didn't have it on, then I would, same, just put it on. I don't care. So it's so frustrating. But I didn't go as far as to stop playing with the band entirely, not yet, just because I had already signed up for some things and I didn't want to let them down. And honestly, there's community and stuff I found there that's hard to want to cut out. So... it is what it is. But yeah, so I sent all of that build up to say I sent a letter to the board when I resigned that was very strongly worded, like very clear. And what happened is they all thought I was complaining about the length of time it was going to take to change the name and ignored the part about ableism in the masks. So I had to respond with another strongly worded email to a couple of people. And I just hope it drives some conversation and some changes. I would love to go back and work with that group in the future because I very much believe in the mission, but I don't think they're living up to the values right now.
Yep. Well, that all sounds really fun and not stressful at all.
No, I laughed a whole bunch. I wasn't on the verge of crying for several days. Like when I knew it was bad is when I was at jazz rehearsal last Wednesday. I'm in a big band and we had rehearsals on Wednesdays and I was playing drums, which normally brings me so much joy. Like I lock in, I just feel good and I'm vibing and I leave and I'm happy. And I just felt nothing. I felt so empty playing drums last week. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh no, I got to stop and work through all these feelings or I'm going to be so sad for weeks.
You said something about like, you're like, I'm just angry at everyone. And now I know how Becca goes through life.
Yeah. This is who Becca is every day.
Now you know why it's so hard to be me.
Yeah, it's already hard to know you. I can't imagine like being you.
I'm angry several days out of every month on a consistent, predictable schedule.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's weird. there was some other dumb stuff that happened at work this week for me, but I'm not going to talk about it here because it's dumb.
Yeah. We don't care about work. That's not true.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, I do too. Well, fine. If you don't want to talk about it, I guess we might as well read some stupid posts.
I sent you some that were pretty good. I want to read this one. I just read the title and decided that this would be interesting. It says, am I the asshole for refusing to DD anymore and leaving three drunk friends stranded? Okay. I, female, no age, have three friends from college. Maisie, Tom, and Neela. Those are interesting names. I hope they're anonymized because those are really specific names. Like these people are definitely like,
are they talking about us?
Us, Maisie, Tom, and Neela?
No, it's actually Taisy, Nam, and Mila is their real names. So this was really good.
All right, we're all mid-30s now. We usually get together once a month to have dinner despite work and family obligations, virtually meeting during the global event.
The global event? What was that? I wonder what that is about. What? I'm sorry, event is what you call the pandemic?
Global event. 6 months ago, I had to stand up to everyone about splitting the bill evenly because everyone orders and eats appetizers and desserts, and everyone else drinks copious amounts of alcohol every time we get together. I typically eat a main and drink water. I started checking menus in advance and only bringing enough cash to cover my bill plus tip, and would, quote, forget my card at home, and eventually sternly told them that I was no longer willing to pay an additional $50 to $100. What? Every time How we went out to drinking? Cover their... Yeah, wait. to cover their appetizers, desserts, and drinking habits. Well, they all decided that because I wasn't drinking anything but water, I should be the DD, which I initially agreed to because I was happy that they eventually stopped arguing with me about splitting the bill. But at the time, I told them firmly if any of them ever threw up in my car, that would be the end of it. How much are they drinking? They're in their mid-30s.
So I'm reading it as...
He's like, don't puke in my car.
Between four people, if she was paying an extra $50 to $100, like, that was a lot of drinks. Because that means they're also paying... They're
four to five drinks. Yeah.
Minimum, right? Plus food, I guess?
Apps and desserts. Yeah. Apps and desserts.
Gotta do them apps and desserts.
Last month, Tom nearly threw up in my car. Also, I want to know what night of the week this is that they do these monthly outings. Like, is it like a Tuesday and they're just getting blasted?
Who would go to the bar on a Tuesday? That's when I have band.
Last month, Tom nearly threw up in my car. We're going to leave that silence there for the listener to interpret. Neither of us. Last month, Tom nearly threw up in my car. The only reason he didn't is because I pulled over and pulled him out of the car and onto the pavement instead. I sent a group text the next morning stating that I was no longer going to DD and that everyone complained that Tom almost threw up in my car. All the friends are like, he didn't actually do it though. Like, you pulled over in time, so it's fine. I again refused and told them that next month they either had to limit their drinking so they could drive or they had to find their own ride. Last weekend, I reminded everyone that I wasn't driving home. No one limited their intake at all. By the end of the night, they were all too drunk to even handle paying their bill. I went up and asked for my bill separately, paid, and walked out without saying goodbye. Tom's wife had to have her mother watch their two kids while she had to come down, cover their bills, and give Maisie and Neela rides home. Tom and Maisie both threw up in her car. I was getting hateful calls and texts all week telling me that I had to pay to have Tom's wife's car cleaned and to pay his mother-in-law for watching their kids. Maisie and Neela have been calling me all kinds of names for abandoning them, but I snapped that they were all three sheets to the wind, even after being told last month that I wasn't driving them anymore. Tom eventually called to yell at me that if I didn't split the bill and if I didn't DD, then what use was I? Oh my God.
So, yeah.
That's horrible. I asked if that was how he treated his wife or Maisie or Neela, if they were only allowed to be around if they were, quote, useful. Because here, I thought we were all just enjoying one another's company, since I certainly wasn't getting anything useful from them, spending hundreds of dollars funding their eating and drinking habits and then wasting my gas to drive their drunk asses home. I was blocked, and none of them will speak to me now, and I just need to know if I'm the asshole here. No, and get different friends. Like, you're blocked, you're done. That's it. These people suck.
This is wild. Yeah, it just sounds like they were taking so much advantage of her.
Yep.
She says, she does have some comments. She says, I used to drink heavily too, but had to stop for an unrelated medical issue. And so they basically, she didn't want to stop hanging out with them. Yeah, I saw that. She doesn't know how to make friends in her 30s. Mm-hmm. I've made so many friends in the last 10 years. But yeah, like, this is, the friends are just wildly rude. Like, the expectations and the complaining, and it's not like she didn't give them chances, and she was very clear as to where her boundaries were. I do think almost throwing up in the car to the point where you have to stop and pull over and make the person throw up on the street is still throwing up in the car, you know, conceptually. So, but the idea that she should have to pay for his wife's car because he threw up in there, it's like, that's a you problem, bud. Like,
I left. If I acted like this and, like, my friend left, and I was plastered and got home somehow on my own and threw up, I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be like, I can't talk to my friend.
I'm so embarrassed that you had to leave because we were so drunk. Like, I am so sorry that we acted like that. Like, grow up. Also, there's a comment that says, why didn't they just call, like, a Lyft or an Uber? And the poster says, the restaurant was going to call taxis for them, but they needed someone to come down and pay the bills. They were too drunk to pay.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
How drunk, like, do you have to be to give someone a card?
Why wasn't the, like, if I was the waiter, I'd just be like, give me your purse and I will find a credit card. Like, how drunk are you? How drunk are you? This is why the answer bars, is like, too drunk. Take a card at the beginning of the night. Like,
I never mind that, because then if they're like, oh, we're going to charge you a 20 or 25% tip when you leave, I'm like, great.
I'm like, great.
I was going to give you that anyways. Then I
have to wait in line to cash out. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I hate this story so much. Like, just how terrible.
Horrible friends.
To your friends. To
say, well, then what use are you if you're not going to DD and you're not going to split the bill? It's like, I'm your friend. Like, my usefulness is me being here as your friend.
Yeah.
What?
Someone wonders if they're British because the poster says arses towards the end. Yes. And they're like, if, you know, if they're British, culturally, that's kind of how it goes. It says, UK cities are a vomit, pissing, drunk, free fire zone on Friday and Saturday nights. It's a thing of long standing. Travelers from 100 years noted this national habit. I'm like, I don't know if that makes it okay.
It doesn't make it okay to treat your friend like that. If that's how you want to act, then that's fine. But if your friend is like, hey, just so you know, I don't want to get plastered and I don't want you in my car.
Yeah.
You have to be okay with that and be like, totally get it, because we're going to get hammered.
Your friend had some boundaries and you were like, no, thank you.
Also, if they live in the UK, why don't they find a bar that's like walking distance to their home?
Yeah. That's, I mean, part of why I stopped drinking so much is I'm like, I don't want to have to like drive home from anywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pay for a Lyft. But now, you know, I've got a bar right around the corner that I like. I just go there. But I don't, during the pandemic, I kind of stopped drinking. Like, not entirely, but I just don't drink very often. Because I take edibles.
Yeah,
let's go.
We have like spots that we can walk to. But yeah, I mean, if there's a night where like we're meeting friends out in Denver, and we have to, like, we plan it out. Like, we will, like, drive there and find a spot we can leave the car. And then we will Uber home. And tomorrow morning we can walk to the car. Like, it's a whole thing. But you got to take accountability for that. If you're going to get that drunk, you got
to
deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, when you were here and we went to Sonoma, we told David, like, okay, we're going to get real wasted at that second one, David. So you have one drink and we'll hang out at the first place. Or no, I had one drink and we had out at the first place. And then I drove us to the second place. And then you and I had like a bottle and David got to hang out.
And then some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good day.
We had a good time.
But we planned it. The difference was we said, okay, is David okay with this? Like, we didn't say you're doing this. We said, is that okay with you? And obviously he can't say no to us. But like, but no, it was obviously good. Like, I have a lot of power. All you gotta do is just plan. Like, I don't know. Don't be shitty to your friends. Planning. Your ex friends.
Yeah, and it should have been an inflection point for them when their friend was like, I don't want you guys in my car anymore. Like, that would be the point where I, as an adult in my mid-30s, would say, what's up with my life where my friends don't allow me to ride in their car?
Yeah. Is my alcoholism a joke? That can't be true.
Well,
yeah.
You want to read us another one here?
Yeah, you know what? I just might.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna read this one that says, "Am I the asshole for not realizing that my female coworker is an engineer?" Because that,
I read this one already.
That's relatable.
And I'm excited.
Okay. So this is posted by someone called Engineer Mistake. I, 42, male, work at a tech company that works in a very specialized domain. I'm a software engineer, but work with some very custom hardware chips in my day-to-day. My team needed to integrate a new microcontroller into a product we are designing, and since I'm the lead for the software that will interact with this component, my manager set up a meeting for me with the electrical engineer in charge of designing that component, who is on a different team. I've worked with various such other teams in the past, but this component one was one that is considered quite specialized. When my manager and I talked about it, he didn't refer much to the engineer I would be meeting and referred to the team. That definitely says refereed. referred to the team and used the they them pronoun. They spell it wrong every time. They spell it different every time. I referred
she, they on my to, them till I pronoun
till I pronoun or noun. I referred to what was the one I oh it was the storm warning yesterday the other day in Ann Arbor. I said
we've been beating that joke format to death.
It's so funny though. It was she severe thunderstorm warning on my in your area until I take cover.
The origin of the meme was like taking the word beef stroganoff and being like she stroganed me off till I beef, and it's just you can take that and translate it to anything and it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, I've never had one of those where I was like that's not funny. They're all very funny in their own way. I was gonna go look and see what other ones we've done, but whatever. We're getting sidetracked here. Anyway, the name was also very gender neutral. It says, I referred to the designer as he many times. My manager did not correct me. The name was also very gender neutral. When I went to the...
I bet the name was Alex.
Right? That is a girl's name, though. I don't know any Alexes that I would consider men. When I went to the meeting room, there was a younger woman in the room, probably in her mid to late 20s. None of the electrical engineers I have met before at my company have been women. And in general, the few women engineers we have all work on things like web and front-end interface development. Since my manager had not corrected me when I said he, him, I assumed this person was some kind of product manager on their team or something. She was also dressed up in a skirt and heels and makeup, which is an attire product managers and HR people typically have. Let me spew all my the misconceptions and gender roles that I've internalized to tell you why I was an asshole.
She was wearing makeup. How was I supposed
she
to
She looked nice. Ladies that work as engineers don't look nice.
Lady I know hackers that's true look ugly as Becca, fuck.
But like I look nice most days.
Hold on. I got my curly hair on today and everything.
Okay. But you're wearing like a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice t-shirt.
Is it?
It's a nice pastel.
It's just a t-shirt, folks.
Yeah, it's a good one.
There's a it's hole a in one. The armpit, it's so nice I don't know one. What she's doing.
No.
She's very dressed up. I also would have expected someone in this position to be much older. Wow, we got a lot of isms going on here. So I told her I'll be right back and make coffee while we wait for the engineer to arrive and to message me on Slack if he arrives. When I got back, I said something like, he hasn't arrived yet. She then finally mentioned that she was the engineer and angrily stormed out. Angrily. Stormed. I said, those are hysterical. Lady emotions, yeah.
Yeah, hysterical.
Probably on her period. I sent an apology email to her. I sent an apology email to her, but she has not responded yet. But HR representative has added a meeting to my work calendar, and I can see that she has a meeting at the same time on hers. Am I the asshole here? I feel embarrassed, and I did not mean to assume she was not the engineer. Had my manager told me or had she had a feminine name or profile picture, I would not have done so. This is really her fault. I looked up her profile, and she really is the most qualified person to work with me on this, even though she is really young. What a fucking piece of shit. But this is the standard guy in tech, right? I've encountered mm-hmm. this, not from mm-hmm. coworkers necessarily. I mean, my name is obviously traditionally a woman's name, right? But on phone calls and stuff, like especially when I was in support, I'd be talking to somebody, they'd be like, are you going to get me connected with someone technical? And I, to no end, love saying, I am the best person you could speak with on this. I'm a senior, whatever. Like, I was like, fuck you, man. And it was always guys. It's never women that assume that, right? I also remember the first time I had a call where it was three women in technical roles having a technical discussion. I was like, this is amazing. And that was like 3 years into my career. So
productive.
Yeah. You get more
so
done.
Much done in those meetings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously this person is an asshole.
I had an instance. I was working the U of M career fair a few years ago. And they sent me because I was an alum and I, you know, talk to kids and the youths.
A cautionary tale.
And I was like talking to this guy and he was like, yeah, so blah, blah, blah. And he was asking me all kinds of questions and I was like telling him all about Duo and the internship and all this stuff. And then he just goes, is there someone here from engineering that I could talk to? And I was like, as I told you before, I am in the engineering department. And then I threw away his resume.
Oh, as like a mascot or something?
I threw away his resume.
Good.
I also was at a career fair once where the same thing happened. But a guy, he just straight up, we chatted for a little bit and he was like, "Sir, are you in like marketing?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Oh, like recruiting, like HR?" I was like, "No, I'm an engineer." And he goes, "Oh, good for you.
Good for you. You're like, really doing it.
Choke on a dick and die."
hey. He doesn't have to choke on a dick. Could be,
he could just die.
Yeah, he just die. Don't bring dicks into this.
No, just like, why? Someone pointed out in the comments here, why didn't he just walk into the room and say, like, "Hi, I'm Brad. What's your name?" And then
I thought you were going to go with her Josh. Name.
You would have gotten her name and then you would have been like, "Oh, you're the engineer." But like, why do you introduce yourself?
I feel like he would have been like, "Oh, I was expecting a dude dressed like, you know, really sloppy."
But it doesn't make sense why he didn't introduce himself, because he tells her, "When the engineer gets here, just message me on Slack." She doesn't know who you are. How is she supposed to message you? You didn't introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on? Also, it's not her job. You're effectively late to a meeting if that's what you do. If you walk in, set your stuff down, and you're like, "I'm going to go to the bathroom and get coffee. If you could just like let me know."
Yeah, just let me know when the real technical person shows up.
Like, then you're late. If you have to show up, set your stuff down, and then go do something else, you're late. You're late. You were late to that meeting. You wasted her time, and then you were rude.
I'm reading some of his comments. He says, "Of course they can wear anything. I just never saw a female electrical engineer at our company before," which is a problem in of itself. "I've only met them at conferences. Because this is a very domain-specific role, it takes experience to work at this level, unless you're a prodigy and can gain it quickly or work in highly specialized research labs. She is one of those prodigies and went to a really reputable university." I like, oh, nothing God, he says is making his case any better. "I would have introduced myself. My I was just in a hurry to make coffee. And then when I came back, I just forgot, as I had already met her at that point." What?
This guy sucks.
I want to know what happens with that HR conversation. I also like the stuff that he said. "Well, women do like web dev and front end, you know, classic women."
It's just not true. Like, it's not true.
Those attitudes are real, though. Like, that is, I mean, you're on Twitter. You've seen it. You know how it goes. And you've experienced it personally. Seen it in real life. You just said, yeah, same.
I gave a whole talk at Black Hat a few years ago. Oh, yeah,
that thing. Here we go.
On this topic and implicit bias and all this stuff. And the talk was about, like, why do women get jobs in tech and then quit? And it's because
they're just not cut out for it.
It's because of interactions like this, where it's like day in and day out, you're just underestimated. People give credit to the men on your team instead of you. People credit other people for your opinions, your thoughts, all that stuff. And and it was just so funny that I give this talk. And then the YouTube comments, what happened was 4chan or 8chan or one of them got a hold of it. Some incel posted it to a community that was called like something something incel and was like, "Go rip her apart." So then within like an hour, all these comments came in one after the other that were just like, "She's so dumb, kill yourself." One of the comments was typical Jew talking points. You've seen me. What about me? Like, my appearance would lend itself to me being even remotely Jewish.
I don't know. You're like Jewish.
Yeah.
No, I don't got so no. I will always remember, why is Whammon on Black Hat?
Back Hat.
It's back Hat. That's right. Why is Whammon on Back Hat? Yeah. So I don't know. If you're a man out there hearing this and you're like, that doesn't happen. This happens all the fucking time. So
it happens all the time and it gets really old.
I feel like most of the guys listening to this though are our friends and are probably like,
yeah. And this kind of thing didn't really used to happen at Duo, but I have seen a few people in the past maybe year that have been hired that have this attitude. I one time wrote like a whole, you know, research page wiki thing about this thing I'd been working on. It was just for our team. I mean, we put it on our internally facing public wiki, but I hadn't like shared it out, and this guy found it. It was like his first month at the company, and then like commented a bunch of stuff saying that I was wrong about a bunch of things. And I just had to reply. I had to waste like an hour of my time replying to all his comments, being like, no, actually, I've thought about this and here's why you're wrong. I'm just like, who the fuck are you? Why didn't you like come to me first and be like, hey, I read the thing you did. I have some questions. Like, to in a public space, be like, I'm going to comment on everything you did wrong.
Yeah.
None of it was wrong. He was wrong.
How embarrassing for him. How embarrassing. Yeah, I don't. I also haven't seen it very much at Duo. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen, though, particularly like in conversations around talent reviews and stuff like that. I wouldn't be surprised if that is a possibility. And certainly we knew about that one person who didn't think women should work and had women reporting to him. So I won't say more details. You remember the guy.
Oh, in the chat.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Was
fun what a one. Time Someone that in
a
was.
A work chat. Well, Cisco has these check-ins and all hands meetings, and then they have a live chat where people can just get themselves fired.
It's
and
great.
It's always funny. Always entertaining. Like, you know, and it's usually dumb shit, so I keep it off. Because it's usually, like, this most recent one, Cisco was talking about how Cisco wants to be, like, carbon neutral by 2030. Great. People were commenting, like, carbon's not the problem. And it's like, okay.
It's the Chinese.
You're a sysadmin, not a climate scientist. How about you shut the fuck up?
They've done their own research.
Did my own research. But it's just, you know, sometimes people post stuff that gets them fired. Like, this guy was like, women have a biological gift to bear children, so should they really be working? And then we looked him up in the directory, and he's a manager who had women reporting to him. It's like,
I was thinking of the other person, the Bitcoin and conspiracy guy.
Oh,
you know the one. Longtime listeners will probably know the one.
Real ones know.
Real ones know, yeah. We're not going to name names here, but there have been some assholes. But I also feel like they don't necessarily last very long, right? Like, those kinds of people...
Oh, that one was gone.
Yeah, they won't fit into the culture. Because really, the culture at Duo, and I would say mostly at Cisco, is good and respectful and looks for ways to avoid those kinds of things.
He got himself fired. That wasn't in the chat. He was tweeting stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, it was like, tweets. Well, there were comments in one of the Slack channels too. At any rate, that person's gone. That person was I was so glad when he was gone. It made me so angry.
That was great. That was good stuff.
Yeah, we did it.
We had an impact.
All right, let's take a break, and we can do one or two more here.
Great.
I would love to put
Should
that
we be back
the
from our break?
Yeah, we just talked. Nope. Beck and I just shared some like real emotional stuff. None of you get to hear it. Unless you subscribe to our Patreon. No, I'm kidding. We would never do that. Could you imagine? Come on. You do all need to know that Becca watched a documentary about the Foo Fighters and now she won't fucking shut up about it. So.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
I know.
My thing is like I always have to have something that I'm like very focused on. And it's usually like an obsession and it just bounces from thing to thing. And lately,
I wish it was being a good person.
It's been the Foo Fighters. Because David made me watch the Back and Forth documentary from like 2010 or something that they did. And I was like, wow, Dave Grohl, what a guy. And then I just went down the rabbit hole and I listened to the whole discography. I have a favorite song that is, you know, out of the hundreds of songs. I've watched their Carpool Karaoke. I've watched Dave Grohl's Hot Ones like 3 times because it's just very funny. Do you watch Hot Ones? I feel like you would enjoy
Hot Ones. I watch them when people send it to me and say, you should watch this. I did watch the Paul Rudd one on my own because Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought? Not me.
Not me.
I want to try the sauce on there called the bomb. That's the one that everybody always, that's the worst one.
Is that the last one? Like, no, the last dab is
no,
the last one.
No, it's the third to last. So it's, yeah. But it's, I feel the, like it's I've allegedly had it. The worst one.
No, I've had Chris the got bomb. Me the one called The End, which I don't know if they use in there, but no. It was fine. It
didn't this one's called taste The Bomb.
It was fine, though.
And everyone always like dies at that one. There's video compilations online that are like 10 best Da Bomb reactions. And it's like, it's the one where there's the clip of Idris Elba like taking a bite and then he just like coughs into his microphone.
Wait, let's get it next time I'm there. We can get it and make wings.
We could do our own Holy Pod hot ones and we can get this pack of the sauces like $120.
We should, it has to be video though. We have to film it.
Yeah, we could do a video one.
Nice. Like we're eating them the, like, and we have music to read
in the background.
And we have to read the post. So the, it's like a normal episode, but we're eating.
Yes, but we're eating them.
Yeah, for each, every 5 minutes or something, we have to eat a wing.
Good.
So that'll be okay. That would be 12 wings total in like a standard episode. So maybe
it's
we
10.
Change
it's
the
10.
They do 10. Okay. So we'll do every 6 minutes we have to eat a wing.
Well, we can have an intro and then, you know.
Can I have boneless wings though?
Yeah, we could do boneless. Yay! Cuz I feel like 10 bone-in wings is a lot anyway. We could do like nuggets.
Yeah, I was going to say chicken nuggets.
Cauliflower.
I'm not doing cauliflower.
Cauliflower is worse. So who was it that was on the show that's like a vegan? It's Paul Rudd. And he did, it was cauliflower. It was the fried cauliflower. But it's like worse because the cauliflower like absorbs the like the spice versus chicken, which has like the fat that kind of keeps the sauce out of the meat. And so like people can eat the chicken wing, but the spice is really only on the skin. Then they just swallow it and they move on. But with the cauliflower, it's like saturated. It's rough.
Well, yeah, we could totally do when I'm there next, whenever that is. We can do that. We'll set up an iPad to film, and
be silly.
It's gonna be really silly. I'm excited. We
need to make a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's fine. Now I'm thinking of logistics, how I want to do it. We got to talk about other stuff because I'll get in my head and start planning it because we're going to need 3 cameras.
All right.
And I'm thinking.
Well, listeners,
that.
If you have suggestions. I'm looking. I was going to try to find wedding-related posts for us to read in this back half, but I can't find any juicy ones. I found one that that says, has anyone else ordered way too many STDs? Can you have a guess as to what STD might stand for a wedding planning subreddit?
Something table would be my guess. Like
it's save the dates.
Save the dates. Oh, okay.
Which we just ordered yesterday. Pew, pew, pew.
Are you guys going to be on them?
Yes. Hmm. I've sent you the proof. I showed you the proof.
I don't do math. That's a math joke for all you nerds out there. You're welcome.
But I just love that, did anyone else order too many STDs? And it's just funny to me. We did order extras. I think we have, it's like our guest list is like roughly 150. So it's like 75, quote, parties. Because like each household is like roughly 2 people. And I ordered 100. Save the dates.
So Alex needs his own because he is alone.
He does get his own. It's addressed to Mr. Alexander Holland.
You should address it to him and Bauer.
And Bauer. But Bauer's not invited.
Yeah, but like he lives there.
Yeah, but he's not invited.
Okay, but he lives there.
Yeah, but if you get a save the date, it implies that you're invited.
Grant, whatever. Forget it. Don't include Bauer. I don't care.
I want to read this one because it's interesting. Am I the asshole for refusing to do housework while my boyfriend goes to work, even though I don't have a job? Now, I read the title of this and picked it, and then I skimmed it, and I was like, this is far different than whatever you're expecting. It's not that. Because I read this, and I was like, expecting it to be a scenario where it's a couple living together, one of them has a job and the other doesn't, and the one with the job is paying the rent of the one who doesn't have a job, in which case I feel like it's fair to say, hey, when I'm at work, can you just like roughly take care of the house? But that's not what's happening here. What is happening
yeah,
here is,
I see what you're saying now.
I, 19, female, have been dating my boyfriend, 25, male, for 5 months now.
Hold on. Let that one hold on.
Marinate with that.
Hold on.
There's this comedian that I like, and she was like doing this crowd work, and she's like looking at this couple. She's like, "How long have you guys been together?" And they're like, 7 years. She's like, 7 years? And you're not, no ring? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? And he's like, "Well, we're young." And she's like, "How young are you?" And he goes, "I'm 23 and she's 26. She's like, "And you've been together for 7 years? And then she lets the audience kind of do the math. And she's like, "I'm not good at math, but I do know how the law works." Anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, she's 19. He's 25. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I bumped my mic.
Oh.
We've been together for 5 months now, and he's amazing. I love this type.
They're
of
always
post
amazing
when they start. When they start with like, he's the best guy, except for this major character flaw.
He did break my legs for no reason, but like other than that, and I told him I didn't like that, so he probably won't do it again.
Okay, 5 months, and he's amazing. However,
amazing.
There's always a however. However, one disagreement we often have is over housework. Now, I read that sentence, and I was like, "You only been together 5 months. Are you living together? Like, what's going on?" My boyfriend thinks that I should do housework, seeing as he works 48 hours a week and I am not in employment. I'm assuming he works like 4 12-hour shifts. I have always refused. We do not live together. We live in separate houses and I pay separate rent. So she's a student. She says, "I afford rent through my university student loan, as well as tutoring and babysitting part-time. So in my opinion, I have no reason to clean his house when I have my own that I pay for. My boyfriend thinks it's unfair that I don't really work and yet have enough money to rent. It's a loan." Okay, anyway. "In his eyes, I should do household chores for him because he is the, quote, breadwinner. The thing is, I don't see him as the breadwinner. He doesn't pay for my rent. I do. We aren't married, and I'm still in school. I can't tell if I'm being unreasonable. I cook for him and occasionally help with chores, but I refuse to be a full-time maid for him. Then again, he works so hard, whereas I only work a few hours a week. Am I the asshole?"
I think, yeah. He needs a mom, and you're not being a mom for him. So she's
in school.
She's got some comments, and one of them is, "I think he probably wishes that we had a traditional breadwinner housewife relationship, but that's not my cup of tea. We both pay for things in the relationship. He usually pays for meals at restaurants. I usually pay for drinks or nights out, or I go food shopping with him. We haven't," she says, "I'm not sure if one of us pays more, but I don't feel like he's pulling his weight more than me. He told me that he's always dreamed of a 1950s relationship. I always thought that was because he loves old movies, but now I'm realizing it's probably more sinister. He refused to watch Barbie with me."
He refused to watch Barbie with me. What a fun tag.
Yeah.
I'm just like, he knows what that's about.
I mean, Chris went and saw Barbie last week and I didn't go see. So
I'm seeing it next weekend.
I was working through my feelings. That was the thing. Anyways.
I've heard it's good.
Oh, I have too. But yeah, obviously this guy is a piece of shit. It's a bad age difference.
Yes, he's dating a teenager and he's 25. That's already bad. And he doesn't want to date women his own age because he wants to get in while you're young and manipulate you into thinking that this is normal. Any 25-year-old woman out there he meets is going to be like, "Go fuck off. We're not living together. Why would I clean up after you?" Also, the fact that he's jealous that she doesn't work but has her rent paid for, it's not paid for.
It's
a
not,
loan.
That's a loan.
She's going to have to pay it back later in life with like 18% interest. Like, it is not, it's not paid for.
That's
it's,
her emotional support for it loan. Later. She's going to have that forever.
Well, just all the comments are like, fucking run. A lot of people, the same thing. Like, I had whiplash. Like, I thought this, like, I read the title and was like.
When you said the title, I was like, oh, yeah.
If you're not working, you should probably clean up. Yeah, but
wow, what a
no,
twist!
He's not paying for your rent.
It's very twisty.
It'd be one thing if they lived together and he was like paying all her bills, mm-hmm. but he's not, and that's what he wants.
He's not wrong to want that. Okay, I'll do the next one.
I hate it.
I like when you pick these ones that make you angry.
Yeah, me too. I love being angry.
Yeah, that really gets me going. Now I'm ready for a night out with people. I'm going to go put it in the drums. Let's see. I'll read, "Am I the asshole for not dyeing my hair for my sister's wedding?" This is funny because of my sister's wedding where she made me wear a dress that covered one of my tattoos, but we'll talk about it. So, my sister, 23 female, invited me, 19 female, to her wedding happening in November. She specifically called me to tell me how my hair color, I've been dyeing my hair green for the past 4 years, will be distracting there and would take too much attention, and she asked me to dye my hair black or dark brown because it's the natural hair color for both of us. I refused, and she told me then I can't attend the wedding. I was okay with this. I told her I didn't want to dye it such a dark color because it's hard to remove and dye it back green. She wanted something natural. I told her I would be okay with blonde because I can dye it back the next day. She said that mm-hmm. wasn't natural on me also, what? So I wouldn't be allowed to attend. I didn't understand this because multiple other guests have dyed hair. Even our mom's hair is dyed a dark purple color, and she's fine with that. My parents are angry at me for not having respect for my sister and dyeing my hair in her favor, and my sister's fiance has been texting me saying the same thing. There's a small edit, which I assume came out of comments, but she's also said no to the wig. I'm not going. I don't care anymore.
No, not the asshole.
It's crazy. Like, if you were in the wedding party, even then, I would think that you're still not the asshole, but I could see where maybe there's some expectation of what you would do with your hair. But, like, you're just a wedding guest.
Yeah, right. I think for wedding party, it's tough, right? It's like, obviously, like, if their hair is, like, neon or something, right? Like, something that's so out there that that's all the guests are going to look at when you're up there, then that's one thing to be like, can you dye it like a, you know, something that's matches your dress or what, right? Like, whatever. But to just be like, you can't come to the wedding if you're going to have green hair, doesn't make any sense.
The thing is, like, also, if someone does that with their hair, like, and they're known for that, this girl's been doing it for 4 years, like, don't ask them to be in the wedding.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, is if that's how her appearance and that's how she's happy, like, looking, like,
yeah,
I see
this kind of thing all the time in the wedding subreddits of people being like, am I unreasonable if I ask one of my bridesmaids to, like, take out her septum ring and, like, not have her hair be a weird color for the wedding? And it's like, why'd you ask her to be a bridesmaid? That's who she is. That's what she looks like.
Okay, like, so you agree I can keep my watch on for the wedding. Great.
The watch is different. The watch is different.
The tan line is so bad.
Don't. Then you can. I will get you a watch.
Well, like a normal watch? It's not going to. Yeah. What? Don't you want to see how my heartbeat rose when David said, I do? Like, I was going to be excited.
You put it on your ankle. You put it on your ankle.
Does that work? I'd have to get a pretty big watch band.
That's what my friend Kristen does.
For weddings?
She has a nice watch. No, just in general. She has a nice watch that she keeps on her wrist, and then she wears her Apple Watch around her ankle.
That's weird, and I don't like that. I'm telling Steve Jobs. I'm going to go to die and tell him real quick.
We were at a wedding, I think I told you this, a couple weeks ago, and one of the bridesmaids had not just her Apple Watch, but, like, with a scrunchy watch band, like, that looked like a scrunchie.
And I have nice leather watch bands.
Spy kid.
Spy kid.
I know, but they still look like, you still look like a spy kid.
Whatever.
When
at
it's
any
like
rate,
a formal dress and the, whatever.
My
the
sister.
Hair thing, do whatever you want.
So my sister made me wear a dress that covered my chest tattoo. Because she's like, it's going to be, everyone's going to be looking at it. And so that's why I did my arm tattoo. I was like, okay, I don't have to show my chest tattoo. I'll get other tattoos instead.
It's like, whatever.
It did look good in my chest, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's like not a huge deal because it's like, it's just a different dress. But the hair thing is just stupid. Then, like, don't invite them in the first place.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, if she's known for having green hair, then if she shows up with black hair, that's going to be confusing. And she was even willing to say, I'll dye it blonde because blonde is easy. You can just be
blonde, like, that
for
a
day
is
and then
a
put
natural
it back to
color.
Green. Yeah.
I remember when I worked for U of M Hospital, we weren't allowed to have piercings, tattoos, or hair color that was unnatural, which pissed me off to no end. And so I came in one day and my hair was blonde, which is a natural color. And my manager was doing her rounds, and she was always trying to catch you doing something wrong, which for me was typically doing stuff on the computer besides patient stuff. But the thing was, you don't always have patient stuff to do. And I'm mm-hmm. not just going to sit there and stare blankly. I was working my budget. At any rate, she came up and was like, you colored your hair. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'll probably go back red before too long here. But, you know, I just felt like being blonde for a little bit. She's like, that's not your natural color. So I'll have to check, but I think you're going to need to change that. And I'm like, it is a natural color. I'm like, you can't, I'm not dyeing my hair some color because you don't like this. Like, okay, fine. I won't do green, but, you know, this is a normal color. It's fine. I was so angry. That shit is dumb.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, I guess that's the show.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks to Foo Fighters for being here this week.
Oh my god, yeah, what a get.
Yeah. You know?
Dave Grohl.
Not sure if we'll be able to post that on the site because of copyright stuff, but they did an amazing live rendition of Hava Nagila that it was moving.
Yeah, and if you didn't hear that in the pod, it's because of...
Yeah, lawyer stuff. You know how it is. Like, obviously, Dave wanted us to play it for you.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Everybody cried. Oh, my God. So many tears. It was
so special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably never happen again. I would love to see them cover that now.
Oh, it would be really funny.
Cool. Well, you know what? Good luck with your stupid paper that you're procrastinating on. And
thanks.
You know, take care of each other out there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.